Okay, let's, like I told you, I'm a big Jonathan Cain fan. Obviously a Journey fan. I've listened to Journey from, I think, since the Infinity album. Were you with them on the Infinity album way back then?
I was not. I was in, I was actually a solo artist, struggling solo artist, but I bought the Infinity album. It was the first time I heard them, and I played it. I was very, very interested in what they were doing. They had changed their sound quite a bit, you know, because I'd heard they were more of a fusion band, you know, and with the voice of Steve Perry really, you know, captivated me, and it, the songs, and, you know, looked like dream to me, and, but I really liked the album a lot, yeah.
Like I said, I knew you from the old Babies days. I'm a big Babies fan. And so how did you get hooked up with John Waite and the Babies? We're going to get to the Journey stuff, but let's go back.
Yeah, I auditioned for that. I was writing songs with an Englishman by the name of Robbie Patton, and he had been working with Christine McVie at Fleetwood Mac, and we actually had a big hit in Europe together called Hidden Shores for named Sylvie Vartan, and he talked about the audition. And he said, "I think you should go. You guys are English, but you'll fit in perfect." You know, so I was hesitant, and then I went in, and they were doing 40 different keyboard players. So, and I learned their stuff, and went in there, and I think about a month later, they called me and said, "You got the gig." So. I was the one that took the bass out of John Waite's hands. I said, "You can't play bass and sing. You just can't. You're not very good at bass. You're a really good singer, but we'll get you a bass. We'll get you a bass player, John." And we did.
We just saw him about a year ago. He was playing at the Hard Rock out here, and he hasn't lost a beat, man. He's such a great vocalist. You guys had a good sound together with the Babies. Okay, so then you left the Babies, and that's when you joined Journey?
We opened up for a band named Journey. In 1980 or 79, they were recording a live album, and we did 40 shows with them. And next thing I know, I get this, you know, call the band. I'm like, "Can you want to join Journey?" And I decide, make the big decision to move, you know, over to Journey, and. It didn't go over well with the guys, you know. I mean, John Waite gave me his blessing pretty much. He was the first guy I called, and he said, "Go, you know, go do it." He had knee surgery or something. He hurt himself, and the band wasn't dead. He wanted to go solo anyway. It wasn't really financially a good place for the Babies, you know. They had a manager that ran their finances into the ground, and so. Anyway, I joined Journey in 81, I think. It would have been 80. And then we started the album Escape in 81. I went straight in the studio and did Don't Stop Believing in Open Arms. And, you know, the rest is history.